MMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine and curator of South Africa's plate rating for restaurants. Today I'm chatting to Giddy Caetano of Antoni Rupert Wines in Franschhoek. They're proudly the first wine estate in South Africa to cultivate and sell black Périgord truffles. Specially cultivated oak forests with the right cool climates translate into exceptional quality truffles. Welcome to the show, Giddy.
Jenny, wonderful to be able to talk to you. We are super passionate about having this wonderful gourmet ingredient cultivated on South African soil. And we look forward to sharing lots of interesting facts with you about truffles today.
I'm glad because I think a lot of people love eating truffles but know very little about them. And the first question I would ask is, what is truffle season in South Africa?
So truffles in South Africa really thrive under a cool climate. And it's actually quite a strange ingredient compared to many others in the sense that it ripens with cold. So its season is really focused around the winter months. Depending on how the weather is looking, we can see truffles as early as middle of May or the last week of May. And then we have really good supply with wonderful quality truffles throughout June and July. And the season really concludes at the latest the first week of August. So it really is only around 10 weeks of the season and situated in the heart of the winter.
But it somehow makes it even more special that you can only get fresh truffles at that one time of the year. And you know, we need some cheering up in winter. So I personally am always very happy when the truffles are there. But I want to know a little bit more about how to store them. When I buy a truffle from your store and take it home, what do I do?
The truffles are very perishable, in fact, and of course they are at their strongest with their most beautiful aroma for the first 7 to 10 days, if you're lucky, of coming out of the ground. Truffles are harvested throughout the truffle season, and they make it to our estate within 24 hours. So by the time the customer receives them, there's usually about a week and within which they can use it. It's important to store them in the fridge to keep them at a cool temperature. And then also, we generally supply them in a little wooden box for safekeeping, but one can also store it in a Tupperware container or in a glass jar. It being a fungi, it's kind of like a mushroom, and one needs to keep moisture away from your truffles. So for that reason, we usually wrap them in a little bit of paper towel and replace that paper towel every day. And that's, of course, for the people that can manage to keep their truffles for 7 days, because most of us want to eat them in the first day.
Absolutely. And you know, there's nothing more exciting and inviting when you open your fridge and you can smell that truffle.
Yes, and there's lots of other things that you can do also with the truffle once you actually have it. If it so happens that you haven't used all of it on the first day, you can also store the bit of truffle with eggs in a Tupperware container, and some of that truffle aroma will actually permeate the eggshell of the eggs, and then you can make scrambled eggs afterwards and grate the remainder of the truffle.
Oh, yes, on
which
top.
Which is delicious.
Mmm, sounds good to me. Giddy, tell me also, how exactly are these truffles harvested?
So a lot of people ask us that question. I think many people are familiar with the idea of harvesting with pigs. That's actually a bit of an ancient idea, that, because pigs, very much like humans, really do love the taste of truffles. So they're no longer considered to be an effective partner for doing so. They're a little bit rough, and they also disturb the soil where one would remove the truffles from quite a bit, breaking up some of that important mycelium network. So nowadays, we hunt for truffles with dogs, and in our case, very specifically, we use Lagotto Romagnola dogs, which are a thoroughbred species that we brought in from Italy, from the Alba region.
Wow, that's quite exciting. I'd love to be seeing them out there digging up and doing their job.
Yeah, they just bring such a wonderful sense of symbiosis with nature. Of course, without them, it's impossible to find the truffles in the first place. And it's wonderful to see them work. They have an incredible sense of smell, a really high sense of loyalty and discipline. And also, of course, they're super fun, loving, and really wonderful animals to have around.
Perfect partners. And talking of partnerships, what wines do you believe pair well with truffle?
Well, there's quite a lot that one can do there, but I think one of the most wonderful dishes that a lot of people know is, of course, truffle pasta. And truffle pasta works so well because it's a really simple dish to prepare. Of course, you just cook your pasta al dente and then add some butter or some olive oil, perhaps a little parmesan, and then shave some of that fresh truffle over the top. And we found that that partners exceptionally well with our Cape of Good Hope Seruya Chardonnay, which is lightly oaked. So I do think you need a white wine with a truffle pasta that has a medium body and that is not too over oaked.
Wow, okay. Sounds like, a lovely pairing.
Yes, and absolutely delicious.
And what music would you pair with that beautiful pasta dish and that wine?
That's an interesting question. I would think one would probably want to choose a little bit of Italian to transport you to the Italian countryside. And I would choose maybe some light opera or something instrumental.
It sounds like you've described the perfect meal. Thank you for your inspiration.
It's a pleasure.
That was Gidi K. Turner of Antoine Rupert Wines in Franschhoek, talking about truffles. For mouthwatering recipes and more, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious. FMR 101.3